salsa, merengue, mambo, tango, cumbia. Visit Latin America, Saturday mornings on CJUM FM 101.5, supporting diversity at the University of Manitoba.
I'm not sure I believe that, but that was Jackie Green.
Jackie Green, what did you think of that?
What happened to him?
Eh?
From the album American Myth. That's
her boy's getting a bit rocky.
Yeah, the sullen little boy is really rocking out on that one.
I wasn't sure if I liked that or not, but you know, it kind of grew on me the more I listened to it.
It was pretty interesting, actually. Yeah. I didn't mind that.
Yeah, I like that new rock attitude that he's got.
He was... Big hit. When was he at the Folk Fest last? Last year or the year before?
Year before, and then he played at the West End shortly after that, about 6 months, and of course...
He's a rock star.
Sold it out, yeah.
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 Teddy Thompson and Rufus Wainwright. Teddy could play the Folk Fest. I wouldn't mind that.
I'd like to see Teddy. I wish he'd come with his dad.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah, that would be a nice
Maybe
little
bring,
combo.
Maybe bring Linda along?
Mom along.
A little family reunion?
Be interesting. Put him up on stage all at once. And
we started out with Ridley Bent, who will be at the Folk Fest this year, with Rattlesnake Moonshine was a track we heard from his album Blam.
Blam. Stu Reed's favorite.
That's an example of onomatopoeia. I've been teaching my students about
onomatopoeia.
I can even spell it.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Man.
It's not easy.
I might go back to school.
You should.
I love it.
Yeah.
Because I read there was an article that said 87% of students are having sex now. So I thought the lesson in that is get back to school as soon as you can. Like, you know, what's up with that? But
I always knew I was exceptional.
Yeah.
Yeah, not average.
Well, I was filling out a few applications today, and you can always tell the veterans of this.
Of the unemployment
game? Yeah, because they can fill out their application about 30 seconds. You know, and I'm like half an hour for every application because, you know, they're asking me when I graduated high school. You know,
I know some of the questions are kind of silly when you think about it.
Yeah, like I don't even remember, you know, back that far hardly. Yeah. You know, four jobs ago, they want to know that employer's phone number. Yeah. I hardly know my own phone number. You know, I got to get better prepared.
I was filling out. I'm applying for all these jobs, right? And I had to go down to one of the school divisions today and fill out all this payroll information and give all my banking stuff for a job that I haven't got yet.
Yeah, they'll probably drain your bank account.
I had to show my birth certificate and all this stuff, and they haven't even hired me yet.
Man.
I don't think they can do that, can they?
Well,
I mean, I'm not about to say no to them because I want to work there.
I want to work, yeah. Criminal record checks now and all that stuff.
Yeah, they got a drop of my blood. They got my shoe size.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to drop my pants and measure. I mean, it was ridiculous.
I know.
Invasive.
It's crazy. Crazy. It's craziness out there. Yeah. I just want a job. That's all I want.
I just want the summers off.
Yeah. For Folk Fest, yeah.
Anyways, we were speaking of Folk Fest and... I didn't tell you this.
Did you hold out on me?
No, my lips are sealed. No, I mean, I didn't tell anybody because I don't know this yet.
Right.
Nobody does.
Right.
But don't be surprised if Friday morning at the Folk Fest, you see this lady right here.
Thank you. sometimes a flight of fancy. Falls down from the cloud. You don't have to worry. For crying.
I love that lady. She's gorgeous. She just had a baby, so I guess she's off the market.
No.
Chris Brown and Kate Fenner there from the great album Geronimo. Love that song. That's Margaret. And yeah, I don't know. They don't play together too much anymore. They both have been working on solo projects, so I don't know.
And where do they live now?
New York.
Oh, right. That was the, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the couple I never got.
Oh.
And you loved them.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You gave me all their CDs to listen to, and
big
I just...
fan.
Yeah.
And how do we say that? Vreend?
Vreend? Vreend?
V-R-I-E-N-D.
Yeah. Vreend.
She's got a new record called Modes of Transportation. We heard the same thing for you. She's actually going to be in town, if you're interested, T-Bar.
Is she really?
Yeah, on... where the heck is it?
Well, I really like her because Paul Brill produced that album, and I'm a big Paul Brill fan.
May the 13th at the High and Lonesome Club. Go see her nice little voice. It's kind of a... It's kind of a soulful, kind of a poppy thing.
I like that.
Thing.
Yeah, nice. I enjoyed that tune.
Same thing for you. And we heard Alison Moore before that, who at her website, she's listed as playing at the Winnipeg, Alberta Folk Festival.
And we'll be there.
Yeah.
That that voice could soothe a raging wolverine. It just, absolutely. I love that voice.
We heard Baby Dreamer from her album The Duel. And is she still married to Steve Earle? Do you think she'll still be married to Steve Earle?
She must be a hell of a cook because I saw a photo of him recently, and obviously Atkins.
He looked like he just crawled down from the bush.
Yeah, and the Atkins diet obviously is.
Oh boy,
he's not tight as a tiger anymore.
They must got married when? In the fall?
In the fall, yeah.
So
kids, I wonder if there's kids on the way.
6 months? That's got to be Steve's longest marriage in years.
That's got to be a record.
But
I hope she keeps him in line because I want him, you know, docile at the folk fest so we can approach him. You know, it's like going
to pull that vanishing act like he did the other a couple of years ago.
Like he burrowed under the ground.
That was the most
he?
Amazing thing I'd ever seen.
Like he disappeared.
1 minute he was there and then he was gone.
Off the stage into about an 8 foot.
They must have
stage.
Had a tunnel under the stage.
They had to have. It was like the Great Escape. You could just see them
and
digging for him.
We were staking it out too. Like we literally went backstage before the workshop was over.
Yeah, he was still on stage.
Yeah. And by the time we got around to the back of the tent, he was gone.
I could just see Charles Bronson burrowing in there.
Amazing. So yeah, I don't have any Steve Earle signage yet. I'm hoping to fix that at Regina Folk Fest.
I have one, and it's on a cassette. So I don't know if that counts. I guess it does.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I got the mini disc this year too, so I'm going to try and get some high end, some Stu Reed style. IDs for the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know I got a lot of work to do, but
with that mini disc, I mean, most of them are approachable. There's only the odd one that, you know, might be a bit owly.
Speaking of the mini disc. I'll mention this again later if I don't forget, but I've been working with my students at George Waters Middle School there. They're putting together a radio show. It's going to be on. Actually, I should probably run this by you first.
Are they going to be on our show?
But next week I want to go to the Andy Shepherd CD release party at the West End. It's on Thursday night.
Oh, right. He's in. You are correct.
So what I was thinking was this show's about half an hour, so we'll play it at 7:30 next Thursday. We'll duck out. We'll go see Andy Shepherd.
Sure. That's cool.
We'll listen to it in the car on the way.
I'm like Ed McMahon here now.
It's not a bad idea.
I did not know that.
I don't know if Christy would allow that if she were in the country, but she's not.
So. Yeah.
So who cares?
She's drinking margaritas somewhere.
Yeah. Anyways, speaking of the High and Lonesome Club, this guy's playing tomorrow.
What?
Tomorrow night. I'm going to say tomorrow night with Robin
really,
Hayes.
Is he really playing tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's probably in that big package you got right there.
I wanted to get that CD signed, though. And I have to work at the Moose game tomorrow.
Well, the Moose game's not going to go that late.
Oh, last night it went. It was crazy. It went to 11 o'clock. There was only 4 guys left on the bench. There were so many fights.
Well, come on. What show starts before 11 o'clock at the High and Lonesome Club?
Well, that's true.
Let's see here. No. I don't actually, Yeah, Friday.
I have a birthday party to go to, too.
The High and Lonesome Club. This guy will be playing.
Are you going to it?
He's on tour with the Tennessee Three.
Is he really?
Yeah.
That's Johnny Cash's old band.
Yeah. And maybe I shouldn't tell you this on the air, but I had contact info for them.
And?
I wasn't sure what to talk to them about. Like, yeah, so you toured with Johnny Cash, eh?
They probably got lots of great
stories. How was that?
Stories.
What was that about? It's kind of sad, though.
Well, yeah.
They must be about 80.
And work must be a bit slower now that Johnny's gone. I mean,
yeah.
I would think people went to see Johnny.
They're playing Coyotes, I think. Or where are they playing? Coyotes? Cowboys? I don't know. They're playing somewhere
soon.
Can
I put them in one of those? Isn't that like a rock bar?
I'm a fountain of information today.
You are.
They're playing in town sometime, somewhere.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Three.
Now they've become the Tennessee Two. You've talked so long.
That's right.
One of them's already down.
But I can confirm that that Kent McAllister and his band will be playing tomorrow at the High and Lonesome Club. And so we'll play something off their CD. The CD is called Memory Replacer, which
we could use. Are you going to go to the show?
I could probably use. To Kent McAllister?
I may need you.
Well, we'll have to listen to the song and see what it's like.
I know, but good or bad.
You don't know what it's like.
I know, but a signage is a signage. Okay, we'll listen to him.
Things You Say.